Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. Ruth Wayne, Big Sister, has always suspected that her sister-in-law, Hope, would go to any lengths to get what she wanted. But suspicions are not facts, and it took the conflicts and tensions of the party at Frank Wayne's to bring out at least one set of facts, those concerning the garage she supposedly bought for Nettie. Quarreling with Ruth while Frank was talking on the phone, Hope said,
"All right. I'll tell you where I got the money. I'm not ashamed of it. I got it from Frank. Yes, from Frank. So now you know, and I hope you're happy."
"Yes, now I know. I had a feeling that that was where you got it, but I wasn't sure. And I can't say that I am happy about it. Why did you do it, Hope? Why did you lie that way to Nettie, to me?"
"Why? Because I wanted to help him, that's why."
"Help him?"
"Yes, help him. He wanted that garage, you know he did, but he'd never take the money to buy it from Frank. So all I did was borrow the money for him. Kind of make up a story so he wouldn't worry about it."
"I see. Just make up a story."
"What was so terrible about that?"
"I'm sorry, Hope, but if you don't realize what was wrong about it by yourself, it's going to be a little difficult for me to explain. You lied to Nettie. You got him involved in something he never would have considered if he'd known the truth. You're going to tell him now, aren't you?"
"Tell him? What for?"
"Because you've got to. Don't you realize that he's responsible for that money? That he's got to pay it back? He's been going along thinking that it was yours, and that he..."
"That must be Nettie now. I'd better go let him in."
"Hope, wait.
You don't want me to keep him standing out there, do you?" "Oh, hello, Nettie. Well, that was pretty quick."
"Well, I told you I'd only be a couple of minutes. Where is everybody?"
"Oh, in the living room. At least Ruth is. Frank is on the phone."
"Oh, hello, Ruth."
"Hello, Nettie."
"Well, is anything the matter?"
"What makes you ask that? What could possibly be the matter?"
"I don't know. The way you both look, I just had the feeling that..."
"We're waiting for Frank, that's all, and he's
and
up..."
"And here he is. How are you, Nettie?"
"Oh, I'm fine, Frank. Just well."
"That's good. I'm sorry I was on the phone when you came, but business. You probably know all about that yourself by now, don't you?"
Oh, you mean the garage. Well, it doesn't keep me that busy, at least not yet."
"Well, that's good to hear, Nettie. Shows that you've really got it organized. And that means you might be interested in another little proposition I've been working on for you."
"Why, Frank, what do you mean?"
"Well, running a garage is... I suppose there's a living in it, but it's still pretty small potatoes. What I was thinking of was something really big. Running an agency for new cars."
"What? What kind of cars?"
"I'm afraid I can't tell you that until I find out if you're really interested. After all..."
"Interested? Well, of course he's interested, Frank. He'd be just crazy if he wasn't. Well, that's where the real money is, selling cars."
Now, Hope, let's not get too excited about it. After all, Nettie's the one who's got to make the decision."
"That's right. And there's an awful lot more I'd have to know about it before I could say yes or no."
"Of course, Nettie. Very sensible. As it happens, I have a good deal of material right inside in my study. And if you'd like to look it over right now..."
"Well, I don't suppose it would hurt to look at it."
"Oh, Nettie, wait. Before you do..."
"Oh, let them go, Ruth. We'll have the rest of the evening to talk about other things."
"Of course. We won't be more than a few minutes. This way, Nettie."
"Okay. It seems a little funny to be doing this at a party."
"So you finally have decided to tell Nettie, Hope?"
"Tell him what?"
"That it was Frank who put up the money for the garage."
"Now that this new deal has come up? I should say not. And what's more, you're not going to tell him either."
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor.
"Nettie! Oh, Nettie!"
"What? Coming right out, Hope."
"I'm awfully sorry we were so long, Hope, but once we got into it..." "Why have you got your hat on?"
"Oh, I didn't want to bother you, really, but I didn't want to go without saying goodbye."
"Go? Oh, what's the matter, Hope?"
"Oh, nothing, Nettie. Really nothing at all. And there's no reason for you to go. After all, you just came. Well, it's one of those headaches of mine. You know how they get me all of a sudden."
"Oh, gee, Hope, I'll take you right home."
"You don't have to, Nettie. Honest."
"Well, I'm not going to let you go home alone when you're not feeling well. I'm sure Frank won't mind."
"Of course not. As a matter of fact, I feel very badly taking Nettie away like that, spoiling the party.
Spoiling it? When you've given Nettie such a wonderful opportunity, a new car, ain't you?
Well, let's take it a little easy on that, Hope. I haven't got it yet, and there are a couple of things I want to think about.
Of course, Nettie, by all means. Haste makes waste, you know, and look before you leap.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be calling you very soon, Frank. And thanks again for everything.
Why, not at all, Hope.
Come on, Nettie, I think we'd better go. If you're sure you want to come with me,
Oh, sure, Hope. So long, Frank. I'll be in touch with you. And goodbye, Ruth.
Goodbye, Nettie. And I hope your headache's better, Hope.
You don't have to run right off, do you, Ruth?
Why, no, Frank, not right this minute. There's nothing wrong with either my head or my conscience.
Why, what do you mean by that? What made you say that?
Don't you know?
Of course not. Are you suggesting that Hope didn't have a headache?
I think it's very likely that she did have. The interesting question would be why she got it. Of course, we did have a conversation before that she seemed to find rather upsetting, about money and relations, existent and non-existent ones.
Oh, I see. So she told you.
About the money for the garage? Where it came from? I don't know whether you can say she told me exactly. But why did you do it, Frank?
Why? Because I wanted to help Nettie. And because, for reasons I just can't understand, he wouldn't accept help from me.
You became a party to that whole ridiculous farce about an uncle and an inheritance.
That was all Hope's idea, Ruth. I didn't want to do it. But she kept insisting that that was the only way we could get Nettie to accept the money. And that once he had taken it, once the garage was in his name...
Yes? Then what? How did you think he's going to feel? And what do you think he'll do when he finds out the truth?
Why, I don't know, Ruth. Are you going to tell him?
No, Frank. I'm not going to tell him. I think that Hope should. But if she doesn't, well, we'll see.
Just a second now while I get the light, Hope. There we are. Now, you sit right down there. I'll go in and turn down the bed.
Turn down the bed? What for?
Well, don't you want to lie down? You know that always helps when you get a headache.
All that. Oh, that's really much better. The walk and the fresh air cleared it up. Well, maybe it was the good news.
Good news? What good news?
Well, what Frank was talking to you about, that new car.
Oh.
I just can't get over it. I mean, well, it's true what people always say, isn't it? It never rains, but it pours, and nothing succeeds like success.
Wait a minute, Hope. Like I said before, let's not go rushing into this. There are a lot of things I want to think about. I mean, I haven't really started in with the garage yet. Now to start...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Nettie, will you stop acting like a tired old man? Now, don't rush me. Let's wait and see. Look, if Frank Wayne thinks it's a good idea, that ought to be enough for you. After all, he's a businessman, and you're not.
Well, if I'm not a businessman, then what makes you think I can run both a garage and a new car
agency?
What
difference does it make what I think or what you think, either? It's what Frank thinks that counts.
Oh, what Frank thinks. So he's running our lives for us now.
Oh, don't be silly, Nettie. Of course he's not. It's just that, well, when somebody's been so wonderful to you and done everything he's done already, and then he wants to do even more, well, I certainly think you owe him a little consideration.
Consideration? For everything he's done for me. Well, now we're getting to something I've been wanting to talk about for some time.
What do you mean?
This whole business of just what he did do. Look, I'm not saying that I'm not grateful. But I'm getting sick and tired of your acting like I ought to get down and kiss the ground every time I see him. There's an awful lot of people who like to walk around and play big shot just because they know somebody or know something.
Just because they know something, huh?
What else? What did he do on that garage business that was so much? Make a few phone calls or find out who the new owner was and get him to sell. Well, so what?
So what? Why, you little dope, that was only the beginning, the smallest part.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, don't give me that. You don't mean you really believe that story about my uncle, that I inherited that money. You pretended you believed it because you wanted to, because that way you could go on acting proud and still take the money. But you knew all along where it came from. You knew it came from Frank.
Forced into confession by the knowledge that Ruth now knows the truth, Hope finally comes out into the open. But even here, she tries to twist the truth so as to put Nettie on the defensive. It is a desperate maneuver on her part, and one that is going to have dire consequences. And now a message from our sponsor. Join us next week on Big Sister. Lee Stevens speaking. Big Sister is a production of Nana Radio.